Well, we are in a time where we need to have faith to battle and faith to overcome. So today I'm preaching on faith that overcomes. Faith that overcomes. How do we win the battles of life? How do we overcome the pressures of this world? We sang in our worship, we have overcome and declared that we have overcome. But how do we do it? How do we experience that overcoming grace and power that God has given to us? And today I'm going to touch on that. I'm going to start with my opening text from 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 and 5. I hope you know that there is a difference between John's gospel and 1 John. So 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 and 5. And we read these very powerful words from 1 John. And it says, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. It's very interesting how that word is rendered in 1 John. It didn't limit itself to whoever, but it says whatever, whatever, whatever is born of God overcomes the world. Whatever. Now, whatever means three things. First, it means a person or an individual who is born of God. If a person, an individual, is born of God, they are whatever. They could be male, they could be female, young, old, tall, not tall, black, white, whatever. So far as you are a human being, you are part of whatever. But whatever is not just talking about persons, it's also talking about purposes, intentions. Whatever purpose, whatever intention is born of God is part of the whatever. And thirdly, whatever includes plans. Whatever plan, whatever initiative, whatever you're pursuing, if it's born of God, it will overcome the world. So, the Bible is giving us the people, the things, the activities that are programmed and set apart to be victorious. So when the world throws challenges, pressures, trials, tribulations at you, there is a category of people and things that are overcomers. So we've looked at whatever. Now let's look at what the Bible means when it says something is born of God. Whatever is born of God. Three things. When we say something is born of God, first we mean that it is inspired by God, that God has breathed into it. God has breathed into it. It means the Spirit of God is in it. It is not the work of man. It is not begun by a man. It is inspired of God. In Genesis, we see that when God created man out of the dust of the earth, he breathed into man, inspired, and man received the breath of God. Man inspired or received the breath of God. So when we say something is born of God, it means that God has breathed into it. God's spirit is in it. Our salvation is a work of God's grace. God's Spirit comes to live in us when Christ comes to live in us. So that which is born of God is that which is inspired of God. Secondly, it also means that which is initiated by God. That which is initiated by God. It is started by God. It is led by God. So, inspired by God, initiated by God. Thirdly, it means that it is inhabited by God. That means that God lives in it. It makes room for God. It is not enough for something to be inspired of God. It must also continue to make room for God. It is not enough for you to let God start, but you must continue to make room for God. So, whatever, if it's a person, whatever if it's a purpose, whatever if it's a plan, and it is inspired by God, and it is initiated by God, and it has room for God, it will overcome the world. It will overcome the world. No matter what the world throws at you, if you are of God, you will overcome. If your ideas are of God, they will overcome. If your plans are of God, they will overcome. If your purposes are of God, they will overcome. Whatever is born of God, whatever, will overcome. So, in a season of difficulty, such as we're experiencing in our country, when things are going down for a lot of people, there are a people who will be going up. In this season, when businesses are collapsing, there are some businesses that will overcome. And they are those businesses that are born of God. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world. So, if you have something that God started, and you know what I'm doing is inspired by God. The Lord spoke to me about it. The Lord is the one who directed me. I use it to glorify God. I make room for God in this activity. It qualifies to overcome the world. If your marriage is inspired by God, initiated by God, inhabited by God, no weapon formed against it shall prosper. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world. That's a very powerful thought. Very powerful. Whatever. A God person cannot be defeated by the world. A God purpose cannot be defeated by the world. If God was the one who led you to do what you are doing, it will not collapse. The flood will come. The winds will beat. The pressure will come. But if it is born of God, it will overcome. It will overcome. And that's why it's important that we don't just live our lives the way we want and come to God when we are in trouble. Because sometimes, you know, that's how people live their lives. They live their lives the way they want. And then when they're in crisis, they come to God and then do maybe a 7-day fast. And pray for a very long time and hope that, you know, God will be very pleased because they didn't eat for 7 days. Now, you don't use God for emergencies. If you're taking a step and He led you into it, if He's the one who initiated it, He's the one who inspired it, if constantly you have given Him room to operate in that area of your life, then when the trials and the tribulations come, they will not overcome you. Listen to what Jesus says in John chapter 16, verse 33. Very powerful words from Jesus. Jesus says, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. In the world you will have tribulation. He didn't say you may have tribulation or you could have tribulation. He says you will. You will. If you are in this world, you will have tribulation. There will be rainfall that will cause havoc for you. There will be problems in the world. You will have tribulation. But smile. Be of good cheer. Smile. Because I have overcome the world. We can't stop the world from tribulating us. But the world can't stop us from overcoming the tribulation. The world will do its part, and we do our part. We are the overcomers. Somebody say, I have overcome. I have overcome. You will overcome in this season. I said, you will overcome in this season. I said, you will overcome in this season. Your business will overcome in this season. Your ideas will overcome in this season. Because whatever is born of God overcomes the world. Overcomes the world. Whatever. Now, I want us to go back to that verse again, the opening text, 1 John chapter 5. It says, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. This is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. So there are two things that are required to overcome the world. Two things. To overcome the world, first, the thing that has to overcome must be born of God. Whether it's the person or an idea, a concept, a business, it has to be born of God. So if I am born of God, because I have received Jesus into my life, and what I'm doing was inspired by God, I qualify to overcome. That's the first qualification. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And then if you look at that verse again, there is a phrase, it says, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. So being born of God is just one part of it. The second part is that you must operate in faith. So this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. So if it's born of God, but it doesn't operate in faith, it will not overcome. If it's born of God, it must operate in faith. Because the victory for your overcoming is your faith. So if I'm born of God and I go through a time of trial and I walk in unbelief and I walk in doubt and I'm murmuring and complaining and criticizing and just feeling anxious and worried, then although I'm born of God and I have qualified to overcome, I will not overcome because I am not operating in faith. So I have to be born of God and I must operate in faith. There are two sides of a coin, two faces of a coin. One face, born of God, other face, operating in faith. Now, when it comes to operating in faith, people have all kinds of ideas about what it means to walk by faith. It's great to pray, and we have to pray. But prayer and fasting is not faith. So it's possible to pray and fast without faith. The fact that you are praying and fasting does not mean that you are operating in faith. Faith is not more prayer. Faith is not more fasting. Faith is not more tears. So when you're going through tribulation, you're praying and you're crying to God, and the tears are flowing from your face and calling on Him, and you make your voice very pitiful and pitiable. Yeah, it's okay to cry before God, but crying before God is not faith. They are not synonymous. Faith is not more begging. Faith is not bravado, courage, or recklessness. Faith is not self-confidence. Faith is not saying, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it. That's not faith. We have to find out what faith is. Faith is not having hands laid on you. Faith is not being anointed with oil. And definitely, faith is not drinking olive oil. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world. Not our tears, not our weeping, not our prayer, not anointed oil, not laying on of hands. This is the victory. This is the victory that overcomes the world. Our faith. A lot of people go to church. Sometimes they follow prophets. Sometimes they have hands laid on them. Sometimes they take anointed oil. They do all kinds of things. But that's not faith. This is a victory that overcomes the world. Our faith. In other words, if I do all of those things but don't understand faith, nothing happens. So if you're going to overcome the world, you must be born of God. What you're doing must be born of God, but you must operate in faith.